We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Can't wait to talk to this guy, John Robinson, senior consultant for LSU football. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Zach Strief. I'm Christian Garrick. And John, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm sure you're pretty excited about being added to the staff of Coach O.
I really am, yes. We've, spent the last number of years in Southern California, but my wife is a LSU girl, lived in Baton Rouge. Her mom lives in New Orleans. We've been there quite a few times, so, we're really excited about it.
How did this come to fruition?
Oh, just Ed and I have visited over the last few years, and Beverly, my wife, and I just kind of talked about changing things in our lives, and this is going to be a new adventure for us. I got talking to Ed about it down through the last couple of years, and it just worked out.
Coach Robinson, you have so much experience coaching at both levels, both college and the National Football League. What are you looking to bring to Coach O, to the LSU program, and add with all those years of experience?
It sounds like old age. Huh? no, I am. I think what he has told me is that he wants me to be a pair of eyes, another pair of eyes. The head coach has a role that he has to see everything and support areas where all of a sudden somebody, an assistant coach, is so caught up in the detail that doesn't see the bigger picture. So that's probably the contribution that I will make on a daily basis, of saying, why don't we look at blocking this a little different, or get this guy playing, using his feet in a different way, and all kinds of those details, and also there's a lot of film study that I think I can help with.
Former USC and LA Rams head coach, now LSU football senior consultant, John Robinson here on Sports Talk. And Coach, if you could just talk also about, a lot of coaches would be a little hesitant to bring a guy aboard that has your kind of clout and your kind of experience. So I think it speaks to the maturity of Coach O, but also truly trying to build the best coaching staff he can.
Absolutely. And Ed's been that kind of guy. I mean, he looks to improve. I think as long as he coaches, which I'm sure will be for an extended period of time, he's going to improve each year. I think it's probably the most important thing. Can we improve from this year to next year to the year after? And I think he talks about culture, championship culture, and I really think he's focused on that, and that's really exciting.
How much have you watched LSU's program over the years?
Oh, quite a bit. I did some radio work, and I was an announcer on three or four of their games the last few years, and my wife is such a fanatic that we tape every LSU game. Every LSU game dating back to, I think, about 1847. and it's been a lot of fun. She really loves it. And I've loved going to, Death Valley. I was there once as a coach with SC, but that wasn't that much fun.
Coach Robinson here on Sports Talk. I know you spent time as the Rams head coach. What do you remember about the Superdome?
Oh, I was there every year for 9 years, so I was there at least 9 times, and it was noisy. But I think Death Valley is probably more noisy. But we had great games with the Saints, and they were all very close, very exciting. I think both teams had good good football teams the 9 years that I was there, and so it was very exciting.
Coach, obviously over the last 15, 20, 30 years, the game has changed a lot. There's been a lot of evolutions, not only in scheming and game planning and how offensive and defensives have worked, but also in the way that you're forced to operate and run a football team, especially at the college level. How do you think those changes have impacted the game itself? Do you think it's in a positive way, or do you think it's to its detriment?
Oh, I think it's probably positive. You know, being an older coach and there in the 50s and 60s and 70s, I've got some concerns about it. But I think it's more wide open now. I think the coach, whoever the head coach is, has to be more flexible. The injury things that have gone on have made us all more aware of that. I think you have to be flexible in your approach, and you got to be able to relate to the player. Probably one of Ed's strongest points. He knows how to be a taskmaster, and he also has a lot of fun just being around him. So LSU football is kind of a fun, exciting, and yet very hardworking group.
Coach, you had the opportunity to coach a Heisman Trophy winner, or two of them actually, but in 1981, Marcus Allen, a guy who I know the Saints, we got an opportunity to visit with a couple of years ago, and I think one of those speakers that you always kind of remember, a guy that had a big impact on us. Can you just, this is really from my own personal, because I'm fascinated by it, but tell me about Marcus Allen as a player and kind of what made him so special.
Well, he had great competitiveness. He didn't have great speed, probably one of the few things that were average about him, but he had great flexibility. He'd be great in the modern offense now where the back catches the ball. He was, particularly when he went to Kansas City and was paired up with Joe Montana, he was really an important receiver. He was also a great goal line runner. He's one of the greatest goal line short yard rushers of all time. And but he loved playing and was very smart. He called when he was with the Raiders. He called out the pass protection. They had a quarterback who
didn't grasp it
out. So Marcus would sit there and he would call out the protection. So he was he's pretty much an all around player. I think if you took him to Europe and asked him to play soccer, it would be just a real short time before he had that game mastered. He just has had those kind of qualities.
Former USC and LA Rams head coach John Robinson joining LSU's coaching staff as a senior consultant to Coach Ed Ogeron. And Coach Robinson, who's a player throughout your career that you feel like surprised you in a good way?
Oh, no one really comes to mind. There have been some guys who have, improved and gone on. We had a guy at the Rams, Kevin Green, who was an outside linebacker who we weren't sure what to do with him, and we decided to make him like a defensive end, and he's in the Hall of Fame now. Left the Rams and went to the Steelers and then on to Green Bay, but he's one of the top pass rushers of all time. Yeah. Probably one of the guys that sticks out most to me because he had so many problems earlier was Anthony Munoz, who was probably there with the top offensive lineman ever. And he, at USC, he had two bad knee injuries 2 years in a row. And then, and I just always worry that he would never play, but he went into the NFL and played 13 years. And so he was pretty good.
Well, and I'll tell you, I grew up in Cincinnati, and Anthony Munoz, I played offensive tackle in the NFL coach, and so.
Oh, did you? Anthony, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, Anthony Munoz is like my I idolized the guy. I've gotten to meet him as a great person. John, your 79 victories, the most in Rams franchise history, and they've got a new young gun out there that's doing a pretty good job in L.A. and Sean McVay. And so I need to know, this is, again, I played for the Saints my entire career. You got 9 years with the Rams. What'd you think about the call in the NFC Championship game last year?
I can put my wife on. She can tell you. She's still screaming. I thought she was going to break the TV. She really had an outspoken thing. But honestly, it's a terrible call. And you know, you look at that and you say, how can that be? But it happened.
It was a true house divided game for you, huh, Coach?
Well, no. I was a Saints fan. I grew up in San Francisco and was a 49er fan, and I always kind of hated the Rams until I got that first check after I signed with them. I was never a Ram fan, just from the fun standpoint. And I'm a survivor, and in my house, you're a Saints fan and you're an LSU fan.
Coach John Robinson here on Sports Talk, former head coach at USC and LA Rams. And Coach, you said your wife's from New Orleans, and so what's your favorite New Orleans dish?
Anything from Commander's Palace. We go to a restaurant, Houston's, where they have just a whole bunch of great things. Finn's is another one of our favorites. So we're trying to eat in every restaurant in New Orleans, and it'll take us another 30 years, but we're going to work on it. And she's a great cook, so she does some things that have taught me about food of the South and particularly of New Orleans.
Now, during the football season, are you going to live down here?
Yes, I am. We're moving, and we're going to look. We're putting our house up for sale, and we're going to look for a house in Baton Rouge, and we're going to enjoy the South.
Well, get used to the heat, Coach, because it's
oh yeah.
It's brutal.
Hey, there's something bad about every place. You know, I lived in Phoenix for a year, and it was 114 there. You know, so you get used to stuff.
Coach, congratulations and welcome aboard to the LSU Tiger coaching staff.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Go Tigers.
All right, Coach. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, see you guys.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.